What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company, with a little Wellness Wednesday. Today, we're going to be talking about Psalms 37. It's Psalms. I should have had this up already. Psalms 37, 1 through 7. This particular book, it meant so much to me. I mean, this particular chapter in this book of Psalms meant a lot to me, because I've gone through this particular time and season of transition many times. And I say that to say this, because most of the times we are in a transition. We're trying to figure it all out. We're trying to put two to two together, but we keep getting jello. And God is so miraculous that he, you know, timing is everything. Timing is subdued. Timing is effective. Timing is what it is. It's timing. You know, it's almost like, you know, I was talking to an associate of mine. He was like, V, I had to get my watch. I had to take my watch to get clean. He said, because if it's not clean, the battery won't work properly. And I was like, that's very interesting. And of course, I was blowing him off, because I was like, who, you still wear a watch? You don't. Nowadays, we got our phones. Our phones will tell us the time. He says, well, there are certain things that I still like to do because they are old fashioned. And I was like, wow. So I'm going to read Psalms 37, 1 through 7, because that's what's on the for December 2023. That's what we're talking about this month as we go into the new year. And I'm reading Psalms 37, AMP version of the Bible. I don't know if you guys know about that, but, you know, if you do, thank you, Jesus. So it says, security of those who trust in the Lord, and insecurity of the wicked. It says, do not worry because of evil doers, nor be envious towards wrongdoers, for they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herbs. Trust, rely on, and have confidence in the Lord, and do good. Dwell in the land and feed securely on his faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the heart desires and petitions of your heart. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him. Also, he will do it. He will make you your righteousness, your pursuits of right standing with God like the light. In your judgment, like the shining of noonday is noon. Be still. This is 7. Be still before the Lord. Wait patiently for him, and entrust yourself in him. Do not fret, whine, or agonize because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Whew. When I say that this particular book or chapter in this book meant so much to me, meaning that it gave me revelation to my life and the things that I felt in this particular season going into a new year, you know, what we really trust in nowadays, because although time has changed, God's word hasn't changed. People around us have changed. We have changed. Our circumstances have changed. We have changed so much about life and the world. That has changed, but God's word hasn't changed. It hasn't turned void. It hasn't done anything but be its word. And when you look at the word, and it goes back to say, rely on, trust, rely on, and have confidence in the Lord, and do good. Yeah, there are sometimes you just want to cut up. There are sometimes you just want to cut up. You know in your heart of all hearts what somebody has done to you, and you want to go back and you want to pop, 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 pop. You want to get in where you fit in. And I realized that God did not call you to that. That's not how he conditioned your heart. in some way, somehow God has to mend this heart and do surgery on the heart in order for you to get into right standing with him. You know, he'll still bless you. He'll still anoint you. He'll still do these things. But we are so not perfect. We're striving for perfection. We're striving for clarity. We're striving for a better us. But that doesn't come without a price. So when I look at delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires and the petitions of your heart, these things have already been written. These things have already been done. These things have already come to. And I realized, I was like, Lord, what are the desires of my heart? Literally, what do I literally desire? Do I desire to get back at people? Do I desire for people to go through turmoil? Do I desire for you to get my lick back? I do sometimes. I ain't going to even lie. I'm going to tell you, I'm a human. But Lord, I do desire better relationships, and I do desire, you know, for whoever may be wicked in their heart, for it to be right. You know, maybe we can come to an agreement. Maybe we can not always deal with each other, but we can be mutual with one another, and we can do things the right way. You know, I remember someone telling me some time ago, oh, if we lived in a perfect world, nobody's trying to make it perfect. It's the fact that we're trying to make it right. You know, just being right, standing with one another, being right, being a right like-mindedness, have our heart in the right place. That's where we're trying to get to. That's what we're striving to. That's a desire for me. Although I could desire a house, a car, a man, you know, friends, family, all these things. But if God ain't in it, if he is not in the most center core of my being, what good use of are these things? Because other things or people, places, and things can come and knock you down, come and take everything you work for, take everything that you put your heart into, and come and just snatch it away. Life has a tendency of doing that. Life has a tendency of, you know, taking what you worked on and, you know, and demolishing it and throwing it in the trash like it never mattered. But when God is in it, it's amazing grace. When God is in it, it is El Shaddai, Shalom, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi. He's a burden bearer. He's a person, you know, you can go to and you can talk to and you can explain your situation to, and you can get to that point like, you know what? I love me some Jesus. And many of us are like, you know what? I can do without all that. You know, everybody has their own relationship. And one thing I try not to do is force God on other people. Because people love to do that. They love to force their Lord on you real quick. But you got to get to know God for yourself. You got to read that word for yourself. Those who have an ear, let them hear. You got to get to a point where you can hear God. You got to know that God it dwells in here, and that you're doing the best. You're giving the best that you got. You don't have to prove that to anybody else. You don't have to tell anybody else this is what, this is what said the Lord. You hope that they, God, if you have a message for me, let them have an ear to hear. Or let them have a desire, a heart's desire to understand. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding Solomon asked for. And in this day and time, you better have a little bit of both, or all three. You need all three. Not that you're going to get it all at one time, but you're going to need it in different transitions or different areas of your life. I love Psalm 37 because it goes on to say, be still before the Lord. I know my eyes are hard. This light is no joke. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. And entrust yourself in him. See, God trusts you to do what you're going to do. But you don't have enough trust to understand that he's going to do what he's going to do. You know, I've heard twice this week, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. No. If you want to make God laugh, act like you don't trust him. Can I get an amen on that? Act like you don't trust God. Well, you tell him you're being act like you don't trust him. He gonna laugh. He'll be like, oh, really? That's what you gonna do? You gonna put your trust in that money? You gonna put your trust in that man? You gonna put your trust in that child? You gonna put your trust in your mama? You gonna put your trust in that job? You go, oh, that's what you putting your trust in too? Okay, I'm gonna show you better than I can tell you. Because when he come first in your life, when he is the core of your being, and you don't have to prove that to anybody, your relationship is your relationship. You know when you get down on your knees, you know when you pray, you know when you worship, you know when you give God your all. That's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. And you don't have to explain that to anybody. You don't have to tell everybody. You know what? God is it. You know, sometimes you can weigh people down whose hearts are not in it. You may be all in, like playing poker. You may be all in. This is the only risk you can take because God is all you got. You guys, I just, you know, like I said, I hope you get something out of this message. I pray that God may deliver you in an area where you seem that it seems impossible. I pray that God gives you not only the petitions of your heart, but the desires that overwhelm you in this new year to come. Because we all need something. We all have something. Whether we want to admit it or not, we all are struggling in an area of our life where we feel like it should be better. But that's right where God needs you. He said, be still. I want you to be still and trust in me so that I can trust in you. So you guys, you know, like I said, this is Wellness Wednesday with your girl, Virtuous Diva & Company. I pray and I hope that this message reaches your heart, and I hope that you share it with other individuals. You can catch me on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts. Let me get that together. And many other platforms as well, too. I'm always on TikTok, and I don't know. That's something I'm praying over because they playing with my emotions on there. And I also pray, you also can catch me on Instagram. I always put my clippets of my show on Instagram, and I'm trying to figure out why I can't see the views. You know, I'm trying to like, okay, I used to be able to see the views and tell who viewed me, and I was able to, you know, do some other stuff on there, but Instagram ain't Instagram and like it should be. I get more views on TikTok. But anyways, you guys be easy, be blessed. I am looking forward to the new year to come. Like I said, we celebrate Jesus' birthday because he was born. And he was born, and that brings about newness. So I hope you guys get something out this message. I hope it reaches the right area of your heart. And all minds are clear. We're going to get up on out of here because we got other things to do. So you guys be easy, be blessed. This is your girl, Virtuous Diva & Company, with a little bit of Wellness Wednesday. Deuces.